At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 19th day of December 2023. Get ready for some more unvarnished truth. That's right. That's what we have here, unvarnished truth. Now, this is pledge week. And so the fellows back there think I don't give the number out enough. So we'll give it out every 2 minutes. No, we won't either. All right. All right. Back in the phone booth, we have Randy, Matt, Eric, and Frank back in the phone booth. In between that, on the board, our producer tonight is none other than Style with a Smile.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And live here, go ahead and cackle.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, that's Little Lisa. Alrighty, so, and then, of course, way out yonder, we have none other than that legendary parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Calling from the middle of nowhere, but glad to be with you, and we are going to have a busy week, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, and folks, if you're wondering why, if you call our office today, nobody answered, is because the crew from the phone company was out there again today, and they buried the cable, but in the process of burying their cable, guess what? We lost our phones and our internet again, and so we have a work order in. We're trying this one more time. And so hopefully we'll have phones back by tomorrow.
Pastor, do you think we could do a commercial for the phone company?
Yeah.
Cuyahoga County? Never mind. I think we'll pass on that one.
Yeah, we do. We need to pass on that. Now, let me see what I wanted to say tonight. Oh, I know. Here it is. We have tonight, for those of us, those that donate $50 or more, we have the Little Red Book. That's the Little Red Bible Answer Book, which next to the Bible is my favorite book. It's really, it just tells you how to find whatever you're looking for, whatever the passage in Scripture. And then we also have one of our latest CDs. And a lot of you folks, you write us and you want us to send you a particular song. We don't have individual songs. We have, you know, 18 or 20 songs on a CD. And so we have our latest CD and the Little Red Bible Answer Book for a donation, both of them together for a donation of $50 or more. So anyhow, that's where that's at. Now, if you wanted to just send in a donation, you send it to WRWL. It's WRWL, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, and that's in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And folks, if you wanted the CD and the book, you have to let us know. That's what you want. You got to tell us, okay? Or because if you don't, we won't send it. And with that, we better get right into the message tonight. So, do you remember the title of the message, Joe?
Don't think we had a title, did we?
Yeah, it's Can't Go to Egypt. Okay.
Can't Go to Egypt.
We have his word. That's the point is, you know, when we look at this, remember, and we'll get to that as we go through this, that the Lord told Joseph in a dream, grab your family and get into Egypt, okay, to get away from the Herod of his day. But we don't have an Egypt to go to get away of the Herod of our day. And no. We have to stand and fight and get rid of the Herod here, right?
Amen to that.
And so
Herod and all those pulling the Herod strings, because there are many powers behind Herod.
Yeah. And Satan is their leader. Let's go. We pick it up in Matthew 1, verse 22. Let's just take them a verse at a time. It might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. Well, we read that yesterday in Isaiah 7:14. And then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took her unto him as a wife. Let's go back. A virgin shall be with child. You know, that's a controversy, because a lot of your, more and more of your liberal theologians, they have more different definitions, Joe. I was reading one where it said, and by the way, the words here in the Greek, Parthenos is the word used for a virgin. That means a woman that has not had sexual relations with a man. Now,
that's what most of us would claim. That's what most of us would describe a virgin as.
The word in the Hebrew is alma, and it's the
alma.
Same. Now, here, but some of the definitions they're saying that there are some say that no, that means an unmarried woman. That's just a word for an unmarried woman. Well, or a girl, a young unmarried. Well, Joe, I know a whole lot of unmarried girls out there that are not virgins nowadays. In fact, it might be hard to find some of the public schools out there today. Now, on the other's definition, they said it's a unmarried, that this word means a married woman who has not had relations. Okay, so you have two different definitions there, but the Bible gives you the correct definition. The correct definition is a woman that has not, or a young woman or girl, even a girl that has not had sexual relations with a man. That's the definitions, folks. And,
in those days, there were a lot more virgins, because if you weren't, your odds of getting a husband were not very good, right?
Absolutely, they weren't. And if you lost it, you could get stoned for doing that too.
Yeah. Mm.
And he goes on to say, and Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took it to him his wife, and they knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, in other words, he kept her a virgin until after the birth of Christ, but then after that, he had relations with his wife, with Mary.
Well, then they consummated the marriage, right?
Right. Now, here, in fact, if you go to Matthew 12 and read verse 46 and 47, can you do that?
Sure, 46 and 47. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee.
Now, there are those who say, well, that word brethren there really actually means cousins. It means cousins.
No.
That is what's being taught by, but now, here's the problem. That word there in the Greek means of the same womb, of the same womb. Now, if you are of the same womb, then you're brothers, not cousins, right?
Exactly.
Okay. It's like you've never heard of a brother by another mother, have you?
Heard that phrase, but yeah, a little different.
Alrighty. Now, it's an interesting thing because he had four brothers, and so with Jesus and the four, that would be five. And when it says sisters, then that's plural.
That's plural. That means there's at least two. So
now, two and five, I'm going to give you a math test, Joe. Two and five equals what?
You want the new math or the old?
New math.
The old math, it's seven. But
seven. What does the number seven represent?
The number of perfection.
Perfection. Do you think that would apply to the family of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings?
I think God did it, and it kind of happened on purpose so that we would see that perfection there, that God was pleased.
All righty. Let's go to verse 1 of chapter 2. Go ahead.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Okay, so he was born in Bethlehem. And here, if you go over to Micah chapter 5, verse 2, we read this. Now, this was written 700 years prior. It said, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old for everlasting.
Lasting.
Now, there's only one that fits that criteria, am I right?
Exactly, but I mean, we started with John 1, and that fits right in.
And then go to verse 2, saying, go ahead and read verse 2.
Saying, where is he born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
So they saw his star in the east, okay? But right now, they're not seeing his star. And so, but go ahead.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Why would Herod the king be troubled?
King of the Jews would threaten him. But if I can, I wanted to back up that these wise men, wouldn't that go back to the Israelis' time in Babylonia, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel? Isn't that where they would have heard of the potential coming of the Messiah?
Yeah, but those folks were way before this time.
Way too far before.
Okay. No, so what you're talking about in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3, it was prophesied that the kings would bring him gifts, okay?
Right.
And so, but that would be way before his time. Now, so Herod was... Well, Herod said he was the king of the Jews. Was Herod a Jew?
Wasn't he half Jew?
That's right. He was a Herodian, which was a...
Herodian, yeah.
Right. He was a half Jew. So how did the full-blood Jews look upon half Jews?
Not well, let's put it that way.
Right. And so they really didn't care that much for Herod, did they?
No, not at all. Well, he wasn't all that great to begin with. Even being half Jew, he still wasn't a great person.
So when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said,
and they went to the Old Testament and found the little town of Bethlehem, right?
Absolutely. They went to Micah 5 here, and that's where they quoted Micah 5. And now Bethlehem and the land of Judah are not least among the princes of Judah, for out of these shall come a governance that shall rule my people. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And so he wanted to know, when did you first see this star? Because, you see, why would he do that, Joe?
Well, they came from the east. Travel in those days was kind of slow, dangerous. So if they came a long way, they might have been traveling for 3 months, 6 months, who knows, maybe a year.
Yeah, but the importance of when did you see this star, because he wanted to know when this king was born. That was going to help him find the king of the Jews.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so, and God sent them to Bethlehem and said, go. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. So now they had seen the star only in the east. They didn't see the star where they were there, okay, until they went and they saw the star, and they followed the star towards Bethlehem until the star stood still, huh?
Exactly. Well, yeah, until it stopped where the young child was.
And so here, it's an interesting thing, because Bethlehem's kind of small, but Bethlehem, I was in there. It was only like, it's only like 5 or 6 miles away from Jerusalem.
Right.
And so here now, and they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went forth before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now,
big difference.
Well, yeah, because all the nativity scenes, it's really hard to try to find an actual nativity scene, okay, that's realistic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They always include the wise men there at Bethlehem in the manger, but that's not the way it happened.
Do you know what? You know, somebody told me, Pastor, why don't you make one? I thought about making an actual one if I had the time to do that. I used to be a carpenter years ago. But, you know, I'll bet if a company went into that making the actual a nativity scene, a realistic nativity scene, I'll bet they could sell them all day and all night. Wouldn't you think?
I would hope, yes.
Verse 10, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, go ahead.
That word child is very different from the babe in the manger, right? This is where, again, words, you have to look at each word to get what's going on. A child is, in this case, would be like a toddler, right?
Right. I got to give the number out. It's 888-281. So far, we haven't had one call, I don't think. Not one, okay? We haven't had one pledge call tonight, and folks, if you would like to keep hearing us on the channel you're listening to us on, I'd give us a call at 888-281-1110, because if we don't hear from you, it won't be long. You won't be hearing from us. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you if you're going to hear from us. Now, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great exceeding joy. Right. He was in a house. He wasn't in a manger. He was 2 years old at that time. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures, and they presented them with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So what do you think?
Father was absent. Joseph was not there because he was probably working. He had a family to support. He was a carpenter and was out at work.
Well, no, he was there. Joseph was there when they arrived.
It says the young child with Mary, his mother. I don't see Joseph there listed.
Well, that's true, but it's probably because she was probably holding him, or she probably came to the door, but it's possible he wasn't there. It wouldn't be likely for her to answer the door if she was home alone with a two-year-old, do you think?
Well, if three kings came and arrived at your humble house, I think maybe you would, come to the door to see why kings were outside your door.
God, I wouldn't.
Has a way of making things happen that he wants, right?
All right, very good. Loretta and Queen pledges $40. Loretta and Queens pledges. All right, that's the mystery, folks. We're going to find out where Joseph was. Okay, so, in fact, Joe, find out where Joe was. Okay. Anyhow, let's move on this. And he goes on, and he opened. Let me start again. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened the treasures, they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, all three of those, Joe, had a meaning involved in those. When you talk about the gold, what do you think the gold represented?
Well, great wealth. A king would be a symbol of wealth and power.
His kingship. That's what they referred to. And frankincense, that was something they used. Who used frankincense there? It was priests.
Priests, yeah.
And so, and they looked upon that, they used for intercession. A priest was to do what? Priest was
intercede.
To intercede on behalf of us before the Lord, huh?
Right. He was to be,
And the prophet was to come and intercede. He was to come and say, "Thus saith the Lord God," and intercede on behalf of God to us, huh?
And that's what Jesus is our intercessor, our intermediate with the Father, right? Our advocate.
Yeah, well he is the high priest.
Right.
Okay, and so here, in other words, the priest came before the Lord and would offer up a sacrifice and try to intercede on behalf of the people. The prophet would go to the people on behalf of the Lord and say, "Thus saith the Lord God," okay? And so here now, when we take a look at that, what about myrrh? What was myrrh used? Myrrh was used for especially...
It was a spice used to put on the bodies of the people that could afford it. It was for the wealthy being entombed.
Pretty expensive, huh?
Very expensive. All these things were, in that world, very expensive.
All right. Loretta. No, I just said that, Loretta and Queens. Oh, wait. We have another one coming up here, a pledge. I got to give the number out again because the guys back there in the phone booth are saying, "You're not giving a number out. You're not giving a number out," right? So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Again, we really need to hear from you if you want to continue to hear from us. Anyhow, so he goes on and he says, "And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Now, who was that God that warned them?
Would be the same God that they just visited.
Absolutely. Warned of God in a dream. Remember, the way from Genesis to Revelation, you had marching orders. You had a pecking order, didn't you?
Right. The Father giving the orders, the Son speaking, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, things were carried out.
All right. We're going to stop right there. We'll be back right after this with more.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Oh, angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense gold and myrrh, come rich and poor to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
All right, we're back. And folks out there, if you have new or slightly used men's coats, we're gathering coats for homeless veterans, And you can drop them off at Doors of the Word Baptist Church. Ron and Barb are the ones in charge of that ministry. So, again, new or slightly used men's coats, because it's cold out there, right? And
exactly. And it's going to get colder.
Well, I'm going to tell you, last night on the way home was not a nice ride home last night. It was really, really nasty out there. Anyhow, Wicked Chris Ray, the FBI arrests a Maine nurse for walking through an open door in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, nearly 3 years after the protest. So they waited 3 years, and Chris Ray continues to harass and abuse the American public. Where do you think he's getting his orders? Who's he? I mean, he's getting his orders from who?
I would say Obama.
Yeah, Obama is up there, and you can bet with Hillary, too. But he's got to go through the Justice Department, don't he?
Yeah, he's supposed to go through them.
Over the weekend, the FBI arrested Kimberly Sylvester, a Maine nurse, for walking into the U.S. Capitol through an open door and leaving the building in less than an hour later. Who pays for that U.S. Capitol? Do those all of those bureaucrats and do the American people pay for that?
We pay for that Capitol, and that sounds like other stories we've done. There were a couple people arrested here this last year. One of them walked in for about 3 minutes, looked around, figured, you know, something's not right, walked out and left. And they're being charged with all kinds of crazy things for just walking in, looking around, and leaving. They didn't bust anything. They didn't do anything. Just kind of walked through open doors to see what was going on and left.
Yep. And that's here.
It's getting worse.
That's all this woman did. She walked in, she looked around, turned around, and walked out. And now she was trespassing. This was, again, it was all set up. That whole thing was treason against the American people by Chris Ray, by Merrick Garland, what they did, by Nasty Pelosi, by the mayor there. Folks, and we're not going to let them get away with it. We're never going to let them, you know, we are not going to let them, and justice will not be served until that jail is filled with those same people that put the Christian patriots there in that dirty jail. All right, Linda in Pennsylvania pledges 25. Thank you. Joyce in New Jersey pledges 45. Thank you, Joyce. Beverly in Michigan pledges 300. Thank you, Beverly. All righty. Thank you. Thank you. You have an article there, Joe.
There's one that really shocked me. I've got to tell people. Generation disinformation. One in five Americans, ages 18 to 30, think the Holocaust was a myth, and even more say it's been exaggerated, according to a shock poll that shows it's, guess who, the Democrats are more likely to believe, you know, this lie. And they talked to 1,500 Americans, and 20% of those young people, 18 to 29, 18 to 30, said, yes, the Holocaust was a myth, did not happen. And this is terrifying. You and I for years have talked about get your children out of the public school system. And this is just one of the reasons, this revisionist history, the lies that they're taught. And the poll comes amid concerns that universities have become, quote, breeding grounds for anti-Semitism, which led Congress to launch an investigation into Harvard, MIT, University of Penn, you know, with their president's failure to condemn the students that were calling for genocide. We have American students that are for the destruction of the state of Israel. They believe that Israel, that the Jews should be, you know, from the river to the sea, wiped out. This is really frightening, and if you have young people you're thinking about sending them to a college, university, you better make sure it's very carefully chosen. There's a few places like Hillsdale that you can send a child and have them come back in better shape than they left, but it's one of the very few places that's safe, right, Pastor?
Joe, you have within the White House over 100 of their interns and people working in the White House that are angry, trying to convince Joe Obama to turn on Israel and to support Hamas. You got that right now in the White House. These are young communists to the bone.
Well, that's the second article, kind of goes right along. There was a poll. It's the Gen Z, the young voters, are siding with the Hamas, and they, again, want an end to Israel. And the poll, this one, according to a report from the Network Contagion Research Institute, foreign governments led by Qatar have made significant contributions in the billions, that's B, billions of dollars, to universities from 2014 to 2019. And, of course, they're being taught that Jewish people and any white people were the oppressors of the world. And it said 60% of the Gen Z subgroup thought the brutal massacre, the burning of families, beheading of babies, was justified grievances. And it goes on back to a large percent of those think that all the Jews should be eliminated. This is the first time I can remember in my lifetime somebody standing up and saying that a whole nation of people deserve to be eliminated. Can you remember any other time that this has happened?
No, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be the Christians next. It's going to be, it's always the Jews and the Christians. And so it's going to be the Christians.
Jews were the little Satans, and the Muslims call us the big Satans.
Right.
That should be a clue, right?
Absolutely. All right, Ryan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Ryan. And Susan in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Susan. All right, can I get a match for Beverly in Michigan of 300? Can I get a match for Beverly? How about a match for Susan in Illinois of 500? Could I get a match for that? Or a match for Michigan of 100? Folks,
or match me for the 200 I did last night. And you and I donate all our own time and our own money for our equipment and everything we need to do the radio ministry. So if somebody, I would think there'd be a lot of people that would be willing to match me.
All righty, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We got extra help in the back room today waiting for calls. And or 888-677-9673. Now, Trump appointed judge halts removal of the Confederate monument in Arlington Cemetery. I'm not sure, Joe, what has happened, because I know the Army had gone in the Army to remove that. And a Trump-appointed federal judge has temporarily halted removal of proceedings for the Confederate memorial at Arlington National Cemetery that began Monday, the Associated Press reported. And so that was yesterday. Defend Arlington filed a lawsuit in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, on Sunday for a temporary restraining order, the AP reported. Work had already begun to remove the bronze element of the memorial in accordance with recommendations in the congressionally mandated naming commission final report to scrub Department of Defense assets of any symbolism that could be seen to honor the Confederacy. This is treason, boy. I'm going to tell you, I am so angry at these folks. That's our history.
That people put it there partly in for reconciliation to heal the wounds between the North and the South. We had fathers fighting sons, brothers fighting brothers. I mean, it was a horrible thing for the nation. And much of what was done back then was for reconciliation, to bring the country together. And now these liberals are trying to, want again, bring something to divide us, to create more hatred, to create more discord among the people, because it's easier for them to foment their revolution, right?
That's exactly right, Joe. And so a hearing is scheduled for tomorrow, Joe. And so they're going to have a hearing on this tomorrow. I wish I had a phone number or whatever to call. And I would try to have people pour the phone call. We're tired of this. We're just fed up with these communists, these Antichrist communists. All right, Carol in California pledges 25. Thank you, Carol. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe. You have an article.
Well, one of the things, if in case you haven't heard, the Colorado Supreme Court came out and disqualified Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. And I saw that headline, and then it says the ruling is stayed until the 4th of January. Well, when they did it, they knew right away that this would be appealed to the Supreme Court. So they stayed the ruling, probably because they figure out the Supreme Court won't go along with it. But again, what they're trying to do is anything to hurt Trump, anything to scare off the voters, scare you away. Oh, Donald Trump is toxic. Let's don't, you can't go for him, can't support him because of all this trouble. They are trying everything in the world they can do to keep Donald Trump from becoming the next president of the United States, because they fear him. He understands the deep state. He knows now what he's up against, and he's going to clean house, and heads, well, like Hillary Clinton said, heads will roll. People will go to jail.
And absolutely.
For their lives.
Bob in Michigan pledges $150. $150. Now listen, Joe, remember who have we been telling people is orchestrating? Who's the one that's behind? Who is the one that Joe Bama Biden is working for? Who is he working for? Is he working for the American people, or is he working for the Communist Chinese?
The Communist Chinese and the kingpins and the Democrat Party, the liberals that are pulling the strings.
Joe, who's been telling people this from the day, even before he was in office? Guess what?
The president. We were telling what he was like before he was elected president, yes.
Guess what? Here you go. The Contributor has put out an article by journalist Jeffrey Rainforth. And here's what, and a guest post by Kelly John Walker from realfreedomtalk.com. It is no longer a secret that the Chinese Communist Party is waging unrestricted warfare against the U.S. in a massive campaign to become the world's sole superpower. I didn't think this, it's been a secret, Joe, but anyhow. And our leaders had better learn and adapt quickly. The current invasion of our southern border, a major threat to our republic, is being orchestrated by the Chinese Communist Party. We've been telling people that now for over 2 years. In the interest of globalism, we're drowning out here. This fall, Border Patrol sources warned me of a massive migrant caravan headed toward Lukeville, Arizona. We are doing daily patrol flights in the Black Hawk due to the increased violence against agents in the border of Lukeville, Arizona. My source revealed as soon as agents try to hold the line, they're getting rocked by guys on the south side in Mexico. I just flew by a group of about 500 give-ups that were taking care of Lukeville. They're coming in. These are little soldiers that are coming in. They're surrendering. They're being brought in. They're being fed and food and prepared to take over our country. Our country is being invaded, and the leader of that invasion, the enemy, is in the White House. His name is Obama Biden, and his boss is Barack Hussein Obama directly, but the Communist Chinese Party, huh?
You pretty much said it all right there.
All right. Beverly in New York pledges 300. Thank you, Beverly. Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, here's something, shocking new evidence. This is very interesting because it says that neutron bombs are being used in Gaza. And so here, let me just read you this article because, well, you know, a neutron bomb actually is prophesized in the Bible, in Zechariah chapter 14. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
There has been a lot of speculation over the years surrounding this type of nuclear capabilities. An arsenal Israel possesses, but one expert says it's clear that Israel has been using a type of uranium radiation weapon. The evidence is simple yet powerful. Enriched uranium is being found in environmental samples in the Middle East, and especially in Gaza, where its presence is rising. And it is not something that occurs naturally. This is according to the research Christopher Busby, a top nuclear physicist in Europe and longtime researcher of the biochemical damage caused by the long-range dispersal of depleted uranium weapons. Bisbee, who was a member of the UK Ministry of Defense Depleted Uranium Oversight Board, publishes his findings through the consultancy Green Audit. Now, you would think if Israel was using that the mainstream media would be all over that. The mainstream media
I would think they would be totally livid, coming unglued.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take a wait and see on this, and because I have my doubts. What about you?
I have some severe doubts because, one, that would just the power of those. I don't think they have the low-level stuff. Those are meant to destroy people and save buildings. And from what I've seen, the buildings are coming down. So I don't buy that one. I really don't. I think it's an attempt to get people afraid of the Jews. And again, I think it's disinformation.
All right. Cheryl in Minnesota pledges $50. Thank you, Cheryl. All right. I have to keep giving that number out, and that's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You had an article, Joe.
Well, first, I want to remind folks that when you send in your pledge, you want to be sure and ask to get put on the newsletter list and get our newsletter, because a lot of the stories, there are things that we don't get on the air that are really important we put on that newsletter. And a lot of people like myself, when we get the newsletter, we make copies. I've got a copy machine. I make out copies, hand it to people at church, family members, friends. And that way a lot of people get the information, get truth, and it doesn't cost that much to do it. Everybody can do a little. So please be sure and get yourself put on. We need your name, address, and phone number. And we don't give out the information. Nobody gets the list, so there's nothing for you to worry about. But it's a good way to share knowledge.
Joe, some of the responses I've gotten from our newsletter are, you know what? I did not know that in our public school system they were teaching Islam. They were teaching the young girls how to pray to Islam and how to dress. I did not know that until I got your newsletter, and that was in their school district. We exposed that. Another, we've gotten several newsletters from people saying how your newsletter saved my life. Your newsletter said I was going to go get the kill shot, and I would have done that had not I got your newsletter. And others said that what we sent out in the newsletter for those sheets that we sent out for people that wanted to use religious exemptions for not having to take the shot where they work. We had a number of people call and say where they worked accepted that letter, and they didn't have to get the kill shots. And so,
oh, exactly. In fact, I had family members that we got the letter for, and everyone that used it was successful and did not have to take the poison poke. So that was one of the best things I think we did there for a while.
Yeah, Dionico pledges. Dionico pledges 20. Thank you, Dionico. Yeah, we've really gotten a good response off the newsletters, because we send out always very, very interesting articles in there, folks. It's free. But you know, the whole idea is to let you know. Our purpose here is to advise you of what is going on. The great taking, how they plan to steal everything from everybody. Now, you remember what Klaus Schwab says? You will own nothing, okay, and you will be happy owning nothing.
Right. Well, because remember, equity, we will all be equal in our poverty and misery.
There's a global reset. It's a nine-hour audio Mike Adams, who has put that out, the Health Ranger. And according to this, the great taking by David Webb, if you're paying attention, you realize that he's talking about the creation of a new legal construct called a security entitlement. Now, what this means is that you think that you own your security, stocks, bonds, bank accounts, whatever debt instruments, you think you own them, but you actually don't own them. You have been displaced. You're no longer the owner. You are someone who is entitled to the benefits of the instrument, but you do not own it. Instead, the ownership is now taken over by essentially these shell corporation organizations that enjoy special protections by the U.S., United States government. So when the system collapses, you will own nothing, which is exactly what the globalists are promising. By the way, when the banks collapse, you will still owe the bank for your home, your car, your business loan. They won't wipe out your debts, but they will wipe out your assets. Technically, they will seize control over them. You will become just a creditor to the bank. And if you have $1 million in the bank and you're thinking you're a millionaire, actually, you're going to take the $1 million and leave with you nothing. They're going to take it. But if you have a loan with a bank, you still have to make payments on those loans. So you will end up with no assets but all your debts, and you will probably be bankrupt. Now, this warning has been coming out from a lot of different areas recently, and this is how they're going to bankrupt people all across the country, which is why it's called the Great Taking. And it's the importance of off-grid financial assets, Joe.
And this I think it sounds like a real good reason for people to want to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? The more of this that we hear, see, and tell people, the more important I think it is that Donald Trump gets elected.
Yeah, Trump can't do it alone. He's got to have the complete backing of the people.
Right. We have to be behind him, and we have to elect people that will go work with him.
Right. Well, I think he's a little bit better now at vetting some of these people. He's learned a lot after, you know, what has happened to him in the deep state. And he has quite a group of people out there working on his behalf now. And the opposition, believe me, the Communist Party, they are worried. They really are worried about what's about to take place. So anyhow, we're going to have interesting times, folks. And this is why. Right now, look, this country can be spared if there's repentance. If there's real repentance, if there is real repentance, we could actually have revival in this country. God will always honor the commitment of people if there's real revival. But, Joe, you know what the number one ingredient is to have real revival? One, you've got to believe it's faith, and two, repentance.
Repentance, yes. Faith and repentance. You have to believe it, and then you have to, and people will say, well, Pastor Joe, Pastor Ernie, I've been good. I didn't have anything to really repent. But most of our sins, especially sins committed by Christians, are the sins of omission. There are many things God has asked us to do that we did not do, and we have sinned more by those things that we did not do when we were supposed to. And so that's one of the things this nation is very guilty of. We've had a nation of bystanders, observers, not a nation of doers.
Right. And so, again, the Bible says all nations to forget their God will be turned into hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
That's a strong word. I noticed it. No quibbling on that one, right?
Well, there's, you know, what's coming our way, unless we have repentance, unless we have, you see, after God brings his wrath on this country, then they'll believe. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be too late for a lot of people by then, huh?
It'd be very late.
So there you go. But we keep trying to tell people out there, and that's why we're here. That's why for 50 years we told people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school. And now you see what they're doing. They're out there. I mean, we have some very, well, simple-minded young people. I mean, very, very simple-minded young people. But anyhow, folks, we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we got a whole lot more to cover yet. So don't go away. Get ready. Phone number is 888-281-1110. Now's the time to call, 888-677-9673. Call now.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, You can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.